You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
It's going to be warm today. By lunchtime, it'll be showing signs of rain and cooling down considerably. Rain tonight, then tomorrow it gets cold. Tomorrow's high 38 with wind and such, which is not going to be for... that's going to make us all kind of mad again. But here we go. And next week, back to being chilly. On the note of that, and the flu, which I unfortunately experienced, not any fun at all. I haven't felt that bad as many of you have experienced in, I don't know, 30 years. It's awful. And I heard this morning on a national newscast that there is a similar malady that is not diagnosed as the flu, but it has similar symptoms. And they gave it a name. It's some kind of virus, but it comes complete with many of the symptoms of the flu, the body aches. I never had any body aches, but it's sore throat. It gets in your chest. It feels like pneumonia, and you can't breathe, and that's the scary part. But they were cautioning about getting the flu test because it feels like the flu, but flu treatments don't work and blah-bitty-blah. But as many cases of the flu and people dying across this country as there are, and it hadn't even peaked yet. So, like many of you, I went through antibiotics, which I hate to take in the first place, and cough syrup, which helps you to cough up the funk out of your lungs, and even an inhaler, because you just can't, you know, catch your breath. So I got all this stuff, and I was talking to somebody in the medical field, and they suggested this product, which I had never heard of before. And so I guess Walgreens and CVS's and all of them were out of it. But I found it at a vitamin store. It's also available on Amazon. And a guy told me that he had the flu really bad. He took it, and in 2 days, he felt a lot better. So this is a long word. I have no idea how to pronounce it, but Sid found it. Spell it first. It's an orange and white box, right?
Yeah, it looks like a circular, like, tube box, but Oscillo, I guess it's for short, but OSCILLOCOCCINUM.
Now what it is a box with six little, these little things that have, well, they're little round things that have these little pellets like candy in them, little vials, and you take three a day, and there's no real taste, but they're just little bitty pieces of this stuff, and you just kind of knock them back. And I got some, I guess, late last week, and it is certainly helping this all go away. So on the box, it doesn't say what it's made of. It's homeopathic, and there's no indication what's in it. So Sid dug deeper. Tell them what's in this stuff.
Well, this French physician coined the word, and he was on military duty during the Spanish flu epidemic of 1917, and it's derived from duck liver and heart.
Duck liver and heart is what is curing the flu. Now, how old is this product? Does it say when it was?
I mean, he coined it in 1925.
So the FDA, I assume, has said it's okay, or have they?
If it's a homeopathic sold through a vitamin kind of store,
yeah,
maybe not, because those kind of herbal
supplements, because they aren't getting their money, yeah.
Herbal supplements do not have to be reviewed by the FDA.
Well, I'm telling you, if you are suffering from this, or somebody in your family is, this stuff, because this will hang on you, they say, for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and it certainly does. But this whatever it is, this duck heart and liver and duck guts, and this little bitty, you know, form is extremely helpful. So let's put that up on the Facebook page, a picture of the box, but it's on Amazon, and you can order it, and you get six little vials of this stuff, three a day. But I'm on my fifth day of it, and this stuff is going away, but it does hang on, but this does help it kind of recede. So if you're feeling as bad as folks have with this stuff, I would suggest this to you. I went through everything that Walgreens sold, every kind of nose spray, Allegra, all of that nonsense, And usually that helps allergies. Once it gets into your chest, it doesn't matter. You're sick and the flu sets in and you can't breathe. And that's scary. And that's what kills people. So here's some help and advice if you want to look into it. The Super Bowl is on Sunday. Why they won't consider having it on Saturday is still a mystery to most people. It'd be a hell of a lot easier for everybody involved. What difference would it make? But no, that's too simple. The facts I have here about this are they just go on and on and on. Domino's says pizza sales will increase 80% on Sunday. Almost half of Americans will eat pizza on Super Bowl. So I don't believe that either. Nielsen says that it's a big day for beer sales. 50 million cases of beer in the 2 weeks leading up to Super Bowl. People will purchase 8.6 million new televisions. I just don't believe that. It looks the same on the TV you have now as if you spend a bunch of money on a new TV. Why would you do that?
If you want a bigger one, though, it looks just the same, but bigger.
Well, but what happens is this scam has been going on for years. People go and buy this giant TV, use it for one day, and then return it.
Right, which is why we have restocking fees.
Yeah, so that's dumb. 8 in 10 folks will eat chips this Sunday. Thanks for that. 14 million pounds of chips. 4,000 tons of popcorn. And they'll consume 8 million tons of guacamole on Super Bowl Sunday. Over half of Americans surveyed would miss or postpone events to attend a party to watch this game. I don't believe that either. They just make this stuff up to give us something to talk about.
They just might.
Yeah, this is absurd. Almost 2 in 10 people would miss their wedding to attend the Super Bowl. No, they wouldn't. That's just dumb. 1 in 10 Americans surveyed would miss the birth of their kid to watch the Eagles play the Patriots.
What?
If that happens, the kid should be put up for adoption immediately because you're a moron. This goes on and on. On Monday, Americans will call in sick, but it says here 7%. They're really underselling that too. If you call in Monday with the flu, it's a little obvious you got hammered and you're puking, so don't do that. This ball game is being broadcast in 230 countries, a worldwide audience of 1 billion people. You know what? As I think about this, these figures are the same ones they give me every year. They haven't updated this in 10 years, I don't think.
Let's save this one and we'll see what it's like next year. Or maybe I can look up.
Crime drops by 73% on Super Bowl Sunday. I've always heard that domestic calls go way up on the on the game day. People get drunk and their team gets beaten, and so they start beating up on their old lady or vice versa. And so police get called in. When this game first began in 1967, a TV ad cost $42,000. Now it's $5 million bucks for 30 seconds. Here in Super Bowl LII. And this goes on. Don't flush the commode all at once. How do you control that? At halftime, they always say, please don't flush. Just go outside in the front yard and pee. Everybody else is. It's this kind of stuff that just makes you lose even more interest in this waste of time. It'll be fun, I suppose, if you're a fan of the Eagles or the Patriots, you're into it. If you're not, it'll be on in the background, maybe. So this is all coming up. The line has not changed. Patriots, a 6-point favorite. The total, the over-under, is 46 points. Who knows if they'll score that much or not. I have no idea, and we'll find out. This one is a little bit of a... I just don't know what this means. I know that NBA players and baseball players make a lot of money. They make more than the NFL guys, even the top stars. And the NFL has had a kind of a rough year. A lot of bad pub around it, with concussions, with with all the kneeling, with the confusion over why they're kneeling. Is it about race or the anthem? It was about race. That got convoluted and turned a lot of people off. And the ratings this year were down substantially for the National Football League. Also in part to the fact that there just aren't that many exciting, good teams. This league has become very, very, very average, mediocre. There are four or five great teams, the rest of them, eh. So that's part of it. And the games on Thursday nights have been deemed by most people in the business and those that watch football to be completely unnecessary. And it's a big part of the overkill. If this used to be a big deal, you have games on Sunday, you look forward to it all week, then you have a game on Monday night to kind of wrap it up. That seemed to be sufficient. Then the NFL Network came into play, and they wanted their taste of this. So this past year, on Thursdays, several years, there's a game on Thursday night. Without fail, they were awful matchups, bad games. So 1 week it'd be on CBS, 1 week on NBC, then Fox, and also on the NFL Network. And the games were awful, and the ratings were awful. All that being said, Fox Television, Fox Sports, has just bought the contract for Thursday night football. This past year, NBC and CBS is who shared the coverage. Fox will show 11 Thursday night games. The rest of them, that'll be, five more or six more, will be on the NFL Network and one more digital partner. So that's 16 games over 17 weeks. And Fox is paying $550 million a year for the right to show Thursday night football. $550 million times five is a lot for one game a week. And I suppose it's independent of their Sunday game package. So somebody at Fox just either made a really smart decision or will be unemployed this time next year. That's unbelievable. Mm. So that's they have faith in the NFL, and some do, some don't. But they have some repairing of their image to do, and it needs to be, let's pull the politics out of it and just play football and play better. What else? The Grizz played last night. They were in it with the Pacers. The majority of the game had a chance to win it at the end and did not. A missed shot at the hoop did not go down for whoever it was. They lose. Tigers won last night. Other NBA games, Orlando won. The Hornets won. Brooklyn, Cleveland beat Miami. Boston, Portland, and Phoenix all winners. Pitchers and catchers report to spring training in 2 weeks. 14 days. They'll be coming to camp in Florida and Arizona, and their teammates will follow the next week. So baseball season, you can kind of smell it. The horse season for 2018, the young thoroughbreds, the three-year-olds, will start to begin running and in some of these early races this month and in March and in April. And then the Derby is in May. So a new horse season, a new baseball season. College basketball will begin to heat up more and more all the time this month into March Madness. So that pretty much is that. The email address, mail@drakeinthemorning.com. Wes has to sift through the madness.
That's all right, though. Brad says, Sunday, the city's hotels and merchants of Super Bowl locations want everyone in town an extra day that Saturday night and maybe the Sunday night, too. That's why. It's money. And
what?
For the Super Bowl. That's why it's Sunday. So there's an extra day to make money. If the Super Bowl were Saturday,
they'd come in Friday and make more money and make the same money.
They're going to come in Friday anyway to make a whole weekend of it.
Okay.
So it's just money.
Everything's just money, but it's still stupid.
Eric says, why are the Republicans going to a luxury resort for 3 days to do their jobs that they could do at their D.C. offices that we taxpayers already pay for?
And good point.
And we have to pay for a luxury resort, too.
Yeah.
I have to do my job at my assigned location. Why are they spending money, our money, when it's not necessary? Will the resort make them more effective? I have my doubts. Okay, I got my Drake in. I feel better now.
Well, I think that is a simple common sense observation. Why do they need to go on a retreat and sing Kumbaya around the fireplace and do shots of Jaeger to accomplish nothing. Do it on Capitol Hill. Do it at your house. Go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Why go to some friggin' retreat? And aren't both parties doing it?
Probably.
Just to like hold hands and sit around and like maybe even smoke some weed and get their head right. Get on the same level and figure something out. Otherwise, it's a grand waste of all our tax money.
If you're going to be setting policy, though, while you're all high, make sure someone's not high to write it down or you'll forget.
Yes, just take notes because you have some great ideas. And then you go, wait a minute, I forgot what we did. Yeah, somebody stay straight and write it down.
Or run a tape player. Linda says, Auxilium. I've been using this stuff for years.
Auxilium.
I am the only one in our office who has not been out sick with the flu.
There you go.
I started feeling crappy, took some of it, and voila, I was feeling good. And she wants to hear some Bon Jovi, please.
Voila. Well, thank you. I promise you, after all the stuff that I took that was non-prescribed and prescribed, it works over time. This has been on me for almost a month. This stuff had almost an immediate effect of clearing up all the side effects. And it'll be up on our Facebook page.
It is.
It works. I don't know what it's duck liver and duck heart. Man, that's pretty cool. Well, you know, your a husband is a big duck hunter.
I got some ducks in my freezer.
Why couldn't Mark take the heart and just make some of this stuff himself?
I know.
Or bring
we need
us
to
some,
do that.
Eating the duck heart raw. That is the immediate cure. Ugh.
Yeah, and it transfers all the power of the duck to you.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's see. Richard said, I thought you might be interested in the slideshow I found on MSN from 24/7 Wall Street about America's worst cities to live in. Memphis is not number one. Yeah, it's from last summer when we came in at 5.
Yeah, there's too many lists, and they're all based upon something different, and it's just a way to fill the time. Next.
William says about Mayor Barry, there you go. Al Franken loses his job because he acted like he was grabbing a woman's breast.
Yep.
And the female mayor actually has sex with an employee and
yep.
glance over it. Workplace equality for women except when it's negative. Just saying, if it was a man, he would already be packing, says William.
And that is, I'm not to be insensitive toward the current situation, which will highlight this even more, all that's going on with harassment and all the things that have been associated with that, with this insanity. If the mayor of Nashville were a man, he'd be resigning today. This is a lady who had an affair and admitted to it, and it's all over the national news like it's really important. It is important in the context of what's going on, but as long as she is contrite and apologizes and says that God will forgive her, the magic words have been spoken. So now she is absolved of all of her sins and can carry on as being a skank mayor. Good luck, hon.
This one from Paul says, I grew up a Kennedy Democrat, and one of the reasons I enlisted in the Navy at 17 was because President Kennedy was one of my heroes. I left the Democratic Party years ago when it stopped representing my political values, but the legacies of JFK and his brother Robert live on in my mind. These days, I vote for a candidate and not the party.
Yep.
And he goes on to say, when I was 6 years old, I was given a plaque with this quote on it. I still have it and look at it often. Whichever political party is going to lead our nation away from the divisive balkanization that plagues it had better get back to this basic principle, and it's the ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, quote.
Very nice. Yeah, I think that many of us of many generations still look back at those times, whether or not you were even alive. The 60s had a different vibe about it at the beginning of it with John Kennedy and with all of that. Whether it was legit, you know, was worth that, and whether or not they deserved it, it was a real, real changing of the guard. From Harry Truman and Eisenhower into this young and vibrant man and his wife and his little kids. And everything changed. It was Camelot. And then it changed again real quick. And then it went right downhill the next 5 years into the abyss, which will be discussed a lot this year because it's been 50 years on. But those two guys really were looked up to by a bunch of people. And then everything changed. The, you know, parties kind of switched there at the, you know, and what were Democrats became Republicans, and the entire country had a complete change of heart and change of politics and policies, and states and race played into it. But those two dudes are, that's why they are still held in such high regard. If we had had social media back then, But just to be fair to politicians that get in trouble for doing inappropriate things, John Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy were as big of, they were both
philanderers,
man whores, and and it is well chronicled, and they shouldn't get a pass on that. They both were, but back then it was either accepted or not discussed. So was Lyndon Johnson. It was just part of the game. That seemed to all stop with Nixon. He was too busy having scotch with Kissinger and trying to, you know, come up with some, you know, plans to, I don't know, to save his ass, to chase tail. And then we had Jimmy Carter, but nobody's perfect.
I find it funny you skipped Ford completely, like most people do in their memories.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. I don't think that Jerry was out, you know, chasing bitches in the clubs. I don't think that was going on.
Anything else you want to share with us, please go ahead. Feel free. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is our email address to get it.
Okay. And, you know, I don't know how hard to be or how hard the media will be on this mayor of Nashville. It's easy to criticize. And, you know, we don't know all the ins and outs of this. No pun intended. But it sure has made big news everywhere. I just wonder what the... If she were a he, would he be done by noon today?
I'm inclined to think so. I could be wrong.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? We will do a break and come back and do some dumbasses of the day, which there will be, I'm guessing, a lot, as there always are. The Sleep Number Bed people have a great sale going on, but boy, time is running out. It ends on the 4th. That's Monday. The Sleep Number Bed, you've heard about the story for years. For me, we've had one at my house for, I guess, a good 10 years. The most comfortable beds on the market, they have their own store. They're that special. They aren't in anybody else's store, only their own. Wolf Chase, Saddle Creek, and in South Haven, they have kings, queens, and you set your own number of firmness or softness. Mine's 100. My partner, my wife, is at about 75. You can choose yours and set it. They also have a brand new bed that senses how you sleep, and it changes as you sleep. So that is pretty cool. Right now they have the some of the beds as low as $899.99, a great price. And these beds last forever. There's no changing every 2 or 3 years to a new bed. In honor of the 52 years of football and the big game on Sunday, take that amount off any item over $100 from Sleep Number. 52-buck discount over $100. Try their pillows. They're great, and you can get more info on this discount and the coupon at sleepnumber.com/big game now through Monday. sleepnumber.com/big game for further information.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.